Lesson 5C. Exercise 5. 1.
I don't think you should hang out with Luke so much, Sam. He's not a nice guy, and I don't think he's a good friend to have.
Luke's fun. Why are you always commenting on my friends? You don't like any of them.
That's not true. I like Jonathan and Charlie.
Oh, that's because they're your friends too. Why can't I have some of my own friends?
You can, and you do. Plenty of them. But I just think Luke's a bit of a bad influence on you. He'll get you into trouble very soon.
You're always acting the older brother, and it's so annoying.
That's because I am the older brother, and I'm looking out for you.
Well, thanks, but I don't need it. I'm old enough to make my own decisions now, and I can choose my own friends.
Fine, whatever. Look, I'm just warning you. Have some sense. Be careful and don't go along with all of Luke's stupid ideas.
Okay. I know what you mean. He does do some stupid things, but I don't think he's bad. Just silly. He makes me laugh.
Okay, fine. Maybe he's okay. But you look after him then. Sounds like he needs it.
2.
I'm one of six, and I had the bad luck to be born in the middle. I've got two much older brothers who were born only a year apart and have always been best friends. And I have two younger brothers and a sister, and they're triplets. You can imagine what my mum thought when the doctor told her the news. I was 2 and a half when the triplets were born, and I think it was a real problem for me. I was still just a baby myself. My poor mum and dad tried to spend time with me, but they were exhausted looking after the triplets. And my brothers were usually somewhere else doing something I couldn't do. It's not that they didn't like me. They were just doing their own thing. So I was really happy when my grandma came to live with us. She became my second mum and did everything with me that my mum wasn't able to do. Grandma was the one who taught me how to ride a bike, tie my shoelaces, and took me to school on the first day. That sort of thing. We're so close now. I don't know what I'd do without her.
3.
What was it like with you girls as teenagers? Did you get along?
Well, not all the time. Isn't that right, Kathy?
That's right, Linda. We've always been close and we got on well as children. But we had problems when it came to sharing a room.
Yes. When our parents divorced, we went to live in a smaller house with our mum and we had to share a bedroom again.
I was 17 and Linda was 15 and we had a lot of stuff for one small room.
You had a lot of stuff, Kathy, and you never put it away.
It's true that I wasn't particularly tidy then.
You were extremely messy.
True. And I didn't realise how messy I was and how much it bothered my little sister until one day I was sunbathing in the back garden and all my clothes came floating out of the upstairs window.
Yes, I'm afraid I threw all my sister's things that were on the floor out of the window. The garden was covered with them.
I ran upstairs and we had an argument, but I did try to be tidier after that.
You did. And the funny thing is that when we studied at university, we chose to share a flat together. And you're quite tidy now, aren't you?
Yep. Fortunately, I've improved since then.